Parshas Kisei, Perek Chof Beis, Pasuk Dalet. The Pasuk says a very important mitzvah. Lo yisire es chamor achicha, oy shoyroi noifun baderech, vehisalamta mehem. You should not see the donkey of your brother or his ox noifun baderech under a load, vehisalamta mehem, and you'll ignore it. Hokim tokim imoy. You should help load him up. If the load is falling off the animal, you should help do to load up the animal. Hokim tokim imoy. Rashi brings there in Pasuk Dalet that what does it mean? Hokim tokim imoy. You should help him together with him. Rashi says imoy means im ba'alo, together with the owner. Avol im halach the yoshav loy. If the other person, the owner of the animal, goes and sits down. And he says to you, you have a mitzvah, the mitzvah of hakim takim. So you should go load me up, load up my animal. Potter, you're potter from loading up the animal. Hakim takim, you have to do a chesed with another yid who needs help, load him up, but imoy together with the bayim. Rashi's makor for this is the Sifri, is a medrash on Dvarim, and it's very interesting because we're learning Bava Metzia. The Gemara in Bava Metzia, the Talmud Aleph, says that since the pasuk says a double lashon, hopping, talking, so ain li ela ba'olav imo. I would only know if the owner is helping together with you. Then you have to help out together with the owner. Minayim she'ain ba'olav imo minayim. How do we know that if the owner is not helping out together with you, you're still mechuyev to do it all by yourself? Talmud Loiman, hopping, talking, mikol makom. Plus it says a double lashon, hopping, talking, mikol makom. Even if the owner is not helping you, you still have to do it. Yecharet Sistirut. Rashi here is bringing from the Sifri, Hakim Tokim, like the Pasuk says, Imoy, together with the owner. So the guy drops out and says, you do it yourself. So you're not mechuyev to do it, only together with the owner. And our Gemara, Bava Metzia, the Talmud Aleph says, Hakim Tokim, Mikol Mokim, even if the Bayim is not there. So the answer is Mefurish from the Sifri that Rashi brings. And the Sifri says, Holach HaBayim, if the Bayim goes ahead and says, it's your mitzvah, you do it without me, so then you're potter. Shenemar imah. Yochol afilu zokin v'choyla. Says the Sifri, maybe if the reason why you're supposed to, you have to do it yourself, is not because the owner is saying, listen, it's your mitzvah, atzlacha rabba, it's your job, I'm sitting on the side. No, he's a zokin or a choyla, he's an old person, he can't help you. Or he's a choyla, he's sick, he's sitting on the side of the road, he can't help the donkey get loaded up. So then, Talmud Leimar, hokim tokim mikol makom. The same exact drasha that we have in Agamara and Bamatil Amin Aleph, the Sifri of course holds up also. But the idea is like this, you have to help out the person, even if it means doing it yourself. With one tonight, that the person is doing as much as he could. If the person is a zokin or a choyla, he can't load up the animal himself, so then your chesed is without a gvul, without any boundaries. You have to go do it, even if it means that person is sitting on the side, standing with his cane, and you're doing it all by yourself. You have to do that. A yid deserves help from another yid. Hakim tokim imoy, even if it's by yourself. Hakim tokim mikom makom. However, if the person is capable of helping you, but he just backs out and says, listen, you have the mitzvah, this is your ruchnius, so go do your mitzvah, and I'm going to sit on the side and watch, then you don't have to do it. Why don't you have to do it? You have a chiv of chesed to help a yid as much as possible. The answer is, your chiv only goes as much as if the person can't do it, then there's no limits to your chiv. But if a person can do it, he's mechuyev to help himself as much as he could, then you give him a helping hand. This is the din halacha l'maisa of hakim tokim imoy, that it's even if it's not imoy, if he's a zokin or chayla, but if he's not a zokin or chayla, then it's only imoy, only if the person is helping out. The Chofetz Chaim al HaTorah, on this pasuk says, that this idea of hakim tokim imoy is the yesod of all avodas Hashem. When a person comes to Hashem and davens every day in tefillah, in Ava Rabba, we say, we ask Hashem, the sugis are challenging. We need special siyata d'shmaya to understand. We ask Hashem every day that He should open up our eyes and we should see the beauty of the sugya and understand everything. So the Chofetz Chaim says, Hashem is willing to answer. Hashem would love to help every yid and be hoyer einav b'sayrosay and make him understand the Torah. However, there is one tonight. Hashem will help you without boundaries, without a gvul. but you have to do everything that you could do. If you stand on the side and say, you dive to Hashem, Hashem should give you siyata d'shmayim learning, and now you say to Hashem, hey, I just dive now to you, so now give me siyata d'shmayim, but you don't sit with an open gemara, you don't sit and try to understand, you don't ask questions to chaverim, to a rebbe, to find out what's hakab shad, so then Hashem can't do more to help you. Of course, the Chafetz Chaim brings the mashal that a person goes over to a rich person and says, you know, I need a loan. I'm having a problem with parnasa, I need a loan. So the rich person says, okay, come to my house tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, be able to take care of you. The guy doesn't show up, he's busy, he doesn't come at 9 o'clock for the loan. He sees the beer in the afternoon, he says to him, what happened? I asked you to lend me money. So he said, I told you, I'll lend you money. You have to just come to my house. I'll lend you the money. If you don't want to come to the house, I'm like, well, I don't have to go searching for you. You're the one who has the problem. You have to come to me. So you can't have a tain on the ma'avah. If you come to the door and get the loan, then the ma'avah will give you the loan. But if you don't show up, so it's not the ma'avah's fault. It's not the rich person's fault. Same thing. So Hashem says, okay, open up a sefer. I'm going to give you such siyata shmaya, you won't even believe that it's the same person. The guy goes the whole day, he doesn't open a gemara. Goes the whole day, he doesn't try hard to understand. So of course Hashem will help us without a limit. But if we daven, we ask Hashem to help us. So we have to do our part. I mentioned the svara yesterday in Shir, for the guys who are in Shir. The Gemara says that it's a svara hamutz mechaber al haraya. Why? Because like Eva, azal be asya. If a person has a pain, he has to go to the doctor. So if you have a pain, you can't have a time at the doctor that he's not fixing your problem. You didn't show up to the appointment, what can you do? The doctor will help you as long as you come to the appointment. A person who has a pain, a ruch needs to get a pain. He needs siyata d'shmaya, he wants help. So he asks Hashem, it's a very important thing to ask Hashem for siyata d'shmaya. But then we have to do our own. The Chafetz Chaim, of course, tried to tie everything into Lashon Hara and said that the same thing we daven every day, Nitzol, Shani Meira, Elokai, Nitzol, Shani Meira, and then you go and hang out with the crowd that everyone's speaking Lashon Hara. So it doesn't work. Of course, Hashem is going to try to protect you, to hold yourself back from saying Lashon Hara, but then you can't go out and hang out in the crowd and sit and schmooze late at night with people who are just talking all about other people and other, and Lashon Hara is being thrown back and forth. So then you ask Hashem, Hashem said, okay, I'll give you siyata d'shmaya, I'll help you. But you have to try to do whatever you could mitzidcha, and then Hashem will help us to siyata d'shmaya that we need from Him. Now the truth is, all of us coming to yeshiva to learn, we all want siyata d'shmaya and understanding. We all, Baruch Hashem, we're given brains and we're given kaychas, but everybody knows that, especially in Bava Metzia, but every limud that we have is a challenging limud, and we'd love to be a little bit smarter, we'd love to be a little bit deeper and understand all the good questions, to be mechamek the questions, to understand the answers. Tefillah is something that's very important when we want siyata d'shmaya and Torah. It's not that we have time for davening, we have time for learning. Our hatzlocha and our learning, many times, is dependent on our davening. There's a pasuk in Tehillim that says, "Al zoyf yisfalel kol chassid elecha le'eis mitzoy." On this, every chassid should daven le'eis mitzoy, for a certain finding, for a certain mitzvah, a person should daven. And the pasuk doesn't really theorize what should a person have. Al zoyf on this. So the Gemara in Brachas Tavches Amar Aleph says many different pshatim that Hanoam said. What's it talking about? Famous one, Reb Chanina says it's talking about a shidduch. Person should daven for a shidduch. Al zoyf is yisfalel kol chassid. Person can't find the shidduch without proper tefillah. You have to daven that you find the right one in the right time. But Reb Nosson says, Zu Torah. This is talking about Torah. What does that mean? That means that there's a pasuk in Tehillim telling you that you have to daven to understand your learning. This is something that a person has to daven for in order to find hatzlacha. And the Gemara says, according to one Tana, Zu Torah. This is Torah. Chokhmas HaTorah. It's not an easy thing to understand. It's by Hashem that came to us in Har Sinai with all the pratim. We're just little people. How can we understand it? We understand it if we have tefillah, if we daven for siyat d'shmaya. Hashem will give us extra power and extra kaychas to understand our learning. Stories were told over of tzaddikim that used to sit in the middle of Seder. I'm talking about Gedolei Hador. In the middle of Seder, they were working on a Rajba and they didn't understand this question. They were walking back and forth to think about it. Then they just stopped, stood in the corner, said a kapitel tilim to themselves, Shil Amalei says, Sein Ayah Laharim, finished it, and then they asked the Atta Nishmai if they should understand the Rajba. Sat down, and the Rajba became much easier. Mamish, a person has to daven. It's not like you're davening is whatever time davening is, 7:45 in the morning, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and then come Seder. Like the Gemara says, Zman Torah L'chud, Zman Tefillah L'chud. To a certain extent, it is. You're not supposed to be learning in the middle of davening, you're not supposed to be davening in the middle of learning. But to daven for your learning, that's something that's the favorite Shintelim. Al-Zayt Yisbal Kol Chosid, a person has to daven for Siyata D'Shmaya. There's a famous story that happened with Rabbi Shimon Shkop, this is for you, Rabbi. The famous story that happened with Rabbi Shimon Shkop when he first came to learn in the Volozhin Yeshiva. He was sitting and learning late at night. If you're not familiar, in the Volozhin Yeshiva, they didn't have the regular Sidya Yeshiva that we have here, and in most yeshivas, they had a cycle that 24 hours a day, there were people in Beis Medrash. I was never here in the middle of the night, it could be the 24 hours a day here also. But this is the official state of the yeshiva. Certain people were in charge of being there in the daytime, certain people were in charge of being there in the nighttime, because of Chaim Volozhin held that they had to be Torah learned every second of the day, and he didn't want to rely on anyone outside his base medrash. So 24 hours a day, there were people, Al HaMishra, that were in charge of learning for 24 hours a day. So Rabbi Shimon was once learning very late at night when he came. I guess they gave the night shift for the new bachim. So Rabbi Shimon first came to the yeshiva, so he was sitting and learning late at night, and the Netziv, who was the Rosh Yeshiva then, he came into the Beis Medrash, and he saw a lot of the Bacham, and he saw Rav Shimon, and he sees Rav Shimon sitting crying. Now he knew, finding out a little bit about the Bacham beforehand, he knew that Rav Shimon came from a very poor home, and he was wondering, maybe Rav Shimon was cold, maybe he didn't have shoes, maybe he was crying, maybe he was homesick. He didn't know why the Bacham was sitting and crying over Gemara in the middle of the night. So he went over to Rav Shimon, he said, is everything okay? He said, yeah, everything's wonderful. So he said, how are you getting used to the yeshiva? He said, Baruch Hashem, it's going well. He said, can I just ask you, why are you crying? He said, no, it's not nothing, everything is beseder. So he put his hand around his shoulder and he said, I'm the yeshiva here, you're no bacher, you know, tell me, what's troubling you? So he said, I'll tell you the truth, what's troubling me is the Rashbam that I have in front of me, the Rulun Gaur Basra, Pari Rashbam, and Rashbam is so difficult, I don't understand the Rashbam, I've been working hours on this Rashbam, and I just can't understand it. And I feel so bad that I don't understand it, I'm trying my hardest, and it just brought me to tears that I can't do it. Probably everyone else in yeshiva understands the Mashban, and I don't understand the Mashban. Rav Shimon Shkop's grandson, who was my yeshiva in Shara Torah, Zelig Epstein, told me which Mashban Rav Shimon was referring to. He heard the story in the Mishpacha. But it was a Mashban in Cheska Sabatim, a difficult Mashban, and Rav Shimon was crying, he didn't understand. And then the Shiv broke out in a smile that Rav Shimon was crying over, understanding Rashbam. And the Shiv said, I just want to tell you, you shouldn't feel bad. You're not the only one who has difficulty with this Rashbam. I went down the block to the kever of Rav Chaim Volozhiner at least 3 times to ask Hashem, the Sfus of Rav Chaim Volozhiner, to Siyata D'Shmaya, to understand this Rashbam. At least 3 times in my life, I went to the kever of Rav Chaim Volozhiner to ask Siyata D'Shmaya to understand this Rashbam. So this Rashbam was difficult for the Rashiva also. So Anu Bacher, it's understandable that it's difficult. Continue trying, and he told him his pshat, and he had his pshat. The point of the story is that many different beautiful things you see from the story. You see where Rav Shimon was, see where the Netziv was, see what the kever of Chaim Volozhiner was. But what I'm trying to bring out is the Netziv did this without any. The only way anyone knows the story is just from Rav Shimon's angle. But the Netziv did this in his own Dalet Amos. He had a problem with Rashbam. He went to Kivrei Tzadikim to daven for Siyata D'Shmaya. To understand Torah, you don't think, okay, if I sit and work a little harder, then I'll understand it. Of course, but we need tefillah. Tefillah is something we daven every day, and to add tefillah and to add a kapitel tefillah, to go to the kever of the tzaddik, to go to the kaisel, to go wherever, to daven in our own Dalet Amos, to daven for Siyata D'Shmaya. That's something that the Gedolim did, and something that that we have to ask Hashem for. V'horei neinu b'seder sefer. The chiddushei of Chaim al Rambam, the chiddushei Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi on the Rambam from Chaim Brisker, has a hakdama, interesting hakdama that his sons wrote. And in one of the lines in the hakdama, they write that Reb Chaim spoke on many inyonim chamurim shebishas, many of the difficult sugyas in shas. Now the Chazon Ish, as you might know, has Gilyonis that he wrote on his Reb Chaim, and they printed it out. A lot of the big black Reb Chaim have together with it in the back Gilyonis of Chazon Ish. However, in the new versions of the Chazon Ish, they took out of the Reb Chaim with the Chazon Ish, they took out a few of the Ha'aris that the Chazon Ish had. A few of the Ha'aris the Chazon Ish had, we won't get into some of them, get into some political discussions, but not much political, but brisker political. But whatever it was, Reb Chaim had a few problems with the Hakdama. The Chazon Ish had a few problems with the Hakdama. One of the things that it said in the original Reb Chaim that the Chazon Ish had, as far as I've heard, and this wasn't printed in the Gilyonis Chazon Ish, that when the sons wrote that Reb Chaim spoke on many inyonim chamurim shebishas, the Chazon Ish wrote on his side, on the side of his Reb Chaim, kamim loy matzasi. I never found an easy sugya. Okay, you tell me, Reb Chaim wrote difficult sugyas in Shas. Easy sugyas. To me, there's no such thing as an easy sugya. I never came across an easy sugya. We think there are many easy sugyas. You know, some are difficult, some are easy. Chaim said, I never found easy sugyas, so it's not so meduktik that you wrote that Reb Chaim spoke on in Yom Kamurim Shabbat. Everything is in Yom Kamurim Shabbat. So fine, they took it out. They thought that wasn't a necessary agar. But I think it is very necessary. It's necessary to learn from it, to see that when we have a difficulty in a sugya, and there's no such thing by us as an easy shir and an easy sugya, you're in good company with the Chazinish. Because the Chazinish also didn't find any easy sugyas. It doesn't mean that he didn't understand any sugyas. He worked on it, he daven, and a person has to understand when we daven, it's not something that's extra, it's something that's a necessity for our siyata d'shmaya and learning. However, we have to keep in mind that tefillah is not enough. And this the Gros says in his Pirush on Mishlei. Vilna Gaon has a Pirush on Mishlei. He writes in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chof Tes. He writes on a Pasuk that we say every day in Davening. The Pasuk is in Tillim, but he writes it in Mishlei. The Pasuk we say is, Dirshu Hashem Be'uzoi, Bakshu Fonav Kami. Say it in the beginning of Hoidu. Yeshu Hashem ve'uzay. Uzay many times is referring to the Torah. Mar Bracha says Hashem oiz la'am ha'itein. Hashem gave his people the Torah. Oiz is referring to the Torah. So Yeshu Hashem ve'uzay. Bakshu fanav kami. You have to seek out Hashem ve'uzay and his Torah. And also bakshu fanav to make a request, to make a bakasha constantly. So the Vilna Gaon says this is the key to hatzlacha and learning. These two things. Levakesh mehakadosh baruch hu sheyazer loy. That bakshu fanav kami. We have to constantly ask Hashem to help us in our learning. V'gam lidroish v'lachkaroisa. Dirshu Hashem v'uzay is to seek out v'lachkaroisa b'yegiyah v'tayreya. This person has to try very hard and be miyageh and try to understand and ask questions and try to figure out, to seek out the understanding of the learning. And that's what the Vilna Gaon is saying. Even though the Gemara Brachos tells us, al zoy tisal kofasi yaf kedam tefila, v'hori inin v'ser v'secha, we daven every day to have siyat v'shmaya, that's bakshu fun of coming. You have to do that constantly, you can't go without it like we just said. However, there's another important nekuda, which is Dirshu Hashem Be'uza, that you have to seek it out, you have to try. You could daven the whole day, and this is really the message of the Chofetz Chaim that we started with. When a person davens for siyat v'shmaya in anything, so Hashem is ready to give it to him. But he also has to be Dirshu Hashem Be'uza, he has to do as much as he possibly could. This is the idea that the Vilna Gaon is saying in Mishlei, Dirshu Hashem Be'uza, Bakshu Fan of Tamil, and this is the idea of the Chofetz Chaim. What I want to share with you today is that I think this is a Befeirush Gemara. The Chofetz Chaim says it, the Vilna Gaon says it, but the Gemara, one of the last Gemaras in Shas, the Gemara at the end of Nida, the Samach Tes, says that the people from Alexandria in Egypt, the Chachmei Alexandria asked Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananiah a question. They knew he was a big gadol. They asked him, "Ma yasa ha'adam v'yachdam? What should a person do in order to attain Chachmah? How do you become such a Chachmah?" A simple question. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananiah answered him two things. This Gemara goes into Daf Ayin, and the Gemara says that Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananiah answered him two things. First of all, Yar be yeshiva v'yamayit b'schayra. First of all, you have to sit and learn. You're trying to get Chachmah, so you have to open the book, and then you'll be able to get Chachmah. But then he said, a lot of people did that and it didn't work. So he said, Yivakshu rachamim minisha chokhmah shalom. You have to ask rachamim from the one who the chokhmah is. Shenema ki Hashem yitin chokhmah mikviz das sunnah. Chokhmah is from Hashem. So we have to ask Hashem's help to give us that chokhmah to teach us for you. So Gemara says, many people ask for help and it also didn't work. So Gemara's maskana at the end of Nida is, ha b'loy ha loy sag. Very important lesson. Ha b'loy ha loy sag. This, without that, is not enough. What does that mean, in other words? Both answers are correct, and you need both. You need to be Yaber the Yeshiva. You have to open up the Svarim and spend a lot of time learning and chazing. You're trying to be kind of your learning. And also, Yivaki Shrachim and Mimisha Chachman Shaloi. These are the two things that the Vilna Gaon says, and at the Chofetz Chaim is saying, of course, Torah needs tefillah. You have to be Yivaki Shrachim. That's special Achamanus, Lahari and Inbusar itself. It's a cry of the Kever of Elchaim Velozhner to understand the Rashbam and Balabasa. We have to try whatever we could to daven. But davening is not where it ends. We have to daven, and we also have to be Dirshu Hashem Be'uzay. We have to seek it out in the best possible way to sin and learn Yabu V'Yeshiva V'Yamayit V'Schayu.